The good news
of God's love according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. For the next few weeks, we are going to be working our way through a series of illustrations that Jesus will use to try to help us understand the good news of God's kingdom. Jesus had started his ministry by proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven had come near to the oppressed and persecuted people of Galilee. He demonstrated the nearness of God's kingdom by healing the sick, raising the dead, and delivering people from the demons that plagued them. But he knew that many in the crowds that followed him thought God's kingdom would only become real through violence or by force, either by the overthrow of the Roman Empire or by God swooping in to smite all the sinners and reward the righteous. Jesus wants to steer people toward a different kind of kingdom, one that is ruled by humble service and self-sacrificing love, a kingdom that starts to become real when we do nothing but place our trust in the great love that God has for us. Because his understanding of God's kingdom is so different from what people expect, in trying to describe it, Jesus relies on parables. The Greek word parabole means to just throw two things alongside each other. A parable is an unlikely comparison. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure that has been hidden in a field. It's like the yeast that a woman works into a batch of dough. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that is dragged through the depths of a lake. Today's parable is about seeds. Without offering any explanation, Jesus just launches into this story of an extremely extravagant or very reckless farmer who will just toss precious seeds right and left with no concern for how likely they might be to produce a harvest. In private, he tells his disciples that because they are with him all the time, watching everything he does and hearing every word he speaks, he will try and guide them to an understanding of the mysterious ways of God. But for the crowds, he's only going to offer parables that lay a groundwork for understanding that develops gradually and organically, coming from within rather than being imposed from above. That's why Jesus leaves it up to us who this seed sower is. One possibility is that it's God sowing the seeds of mercy into the different situations of our lives. The seeds that have the best chance of growing are the ones that happen to fall on rich soil. But God's love is powerful enough to bring good out of anything. If we're grieving for the things we've lost, it's hard to imagine God has a bright future in store for us. When the ancient Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, they thought they'd been abandoned by God and that their story was over. Through the prophet Isaiah, God speaks to them, comparing the divine word to the rain and the snow. Like them, God's word travels from heaven to the earth, and none of them returns to heaven until they've accomplished all the things on earth that they were sent to do. God's word is the power that accomplishes God's desires for us. Desires that include joy and peace, prosperity, and songs of celebration. God's spoken words had brought the universe into existence. God's word will bring the Israelites home from exile. God's word brings joy and blessing into our lives. Like God's word, Psalm 65 uses the metaphor of torrential rain falling on dry desert soil to describe a life-giving relationship with God. When God rescues us from the power of our sins, we are drawn to live in God's house. There we find the source of life, like heavy rains that drench the furrows and smooth out ridges in the dirt, causing crops to flourish and giving all of creation reason to rejoice. Isaiah describes God's word transforming the briars and thorns of our life into beautiful myrtle and cypress trees. Even at the worst of times and against all odds, God is determined to bring about a new creation. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says that God does this by the death and resurrection of Jesus, triumphing over the powers of sin and death. When Paul writes of the flesh, he isn't saying that human bodies are bad. For Paul, the flesh is a force in the world that opposes God's desires. The Spirit is the power of God within us, steering us toward God's desires. Paul writes that we are to focus our attention on the Spirit within us and not on the fleshy world in which we live. Jesus had a real human body that suffered pain and died, but he was only in the likeness of sinful flesh. He never used his body for sin. When our bodies are guided by the flesh, they bring only death and destruction. When our bodies are guided by the Spirit, they accomplish great good. Throughout history, prophets and righteous people have longed to see the kingdom of heaven appear on earth. Thanks to Jesus, it appears through us. We get to be the rain and the snow that fall on thirsty ground, bringing forth God's desires. In every life situation that we encounter, we can extravagantly and even recklessly sow the seeds of our love.